This is Lorraine, bringing it to you, reading Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban by J.K. Rowling. Chapter 17, Cat, Rat, and Dog, Part 2, The Conclusion. Then he saw Hermione's foot swing out of nowhere. Black like bull of Harry with a blood of pain. Ron had thrown himself on Black's warm hand, and Harry heard a faint clatter. He fought free of the tangle of bodies and saw his own wand rolling across the floor. He threw himself toward it, but, Crookshanks had joined the fray. Both sets of front claws had sunk themselves deep into Harry's arms. Harry threw him off, but Crookshanks now darted toward Harry's wand. "No, you don't," roared Harry, and he aimed a kick of Crookshanks that made the cat leap aside, spitting. Harry snatched up his wand and turned. "Get out of the way," he shouted at Ron and Hermione. They didn't need telling twice. Hermione, gasping for breath, her lip bleeding, scrambled aside, snatching up her and Ron's wand. Ron crawled to the four posters and collapsed onto it. Panic, his white face now tinged with green, both hands clutching his broken leg. Black was sprawled at the bottom of the wall. His thin chest rose and fell rapidly as he watched Harry walking slowly near, his wand pointing straight at Black's heart. "Going to kill me, Harry?" he whispered. Harry stopped right above him, his wand still pointing at Black's chest. Looking down at her, a livid bruise was rising around Black's left eye, and his nose was bleeding. "You killed my parents," said Harry, his voice shaking slightly, but his wand hand quite steady. Black stared up at him out of those sunken eyes. "I don't deny it," he said very quietly. "But if you knew the whole story..." "The whole story," Harry repeated, a furious pounding in his ears. "You sold them to Voldemort. That's all I need to know." "You've got to listen to me," Black said, and there was a note of urgency in his voice now. "You'll regret it if you don't. You don't understand." "I understand a lot better than you think," said Harry, and his voice shook more than ever. "You never heard that, did you? My mom, trying to stop Voldemort killing me. And you did that. You did it." Before either of them could say another word, something gentle streaked past Harry. Crookshanks leapt onto Black's chest and saddled himself there, right over Black's heart. Black blinked and looked down at the cat. "Get off," he murmured, trying to push Crookshanks off him. But Crookshanks sunk his claws into Black's robe and wouldn't shift. He turned his ugly, squashed face to Harry and looked up at him with those great yellow eyes. To his right, Hermione gave a dry sigh. Harry stared down at Black and Crookshanks, his grip tightening on the wand. So what if he had to kill the cat too? It was in league with Black. If it was prepared to die, trying to protect Black, that wasn't Harry's business. If Black wanted to save it, that only proved to care more for Crookshanks than for Harry's past. Harry raised the wand. Now was the moment to do it. Now was the moment to avenge his mother and father. He was going to kill Black. He had to kill Black. This was his chance. The seconds lengthened, and still Harry stood frozen there, and paused. Black staring up at him, Crookshanks on his chest. Ron's ragged breath breathing came from the bed. Hermione was quite silent. And then came a new sound. Muffled footsteps were echoing up through the floor. Someone was moving downstairs. "We're up here," Hermione screamed suddenly. "We're up here. Sirius Black, quick." Black made a startled movement that almost dislodged Cruikshanks. Harry gripped his wand convulsively. "Do it now," said a voice in his ear. But the footsteps were thundering up the stairs, and Harry still hadn't done it. The door of the room burst open in a shower of red sparks, and Harry whirled around as Professor Lupin came hurtling into the room, his face bloodless, his wand raised and ready. His eyes flickered over Ron, lying on the floor, over Hermione, cowering next to the door, to Harry, standing there with his wand covering Black, and then to Black himself, crumpled and bleeding at Harry's feet. "Expelliarmus," Lupin shouted. Harry's wand flew once more out of his hand. So did the two Hermione was holding. Lupin caught them all deftly. They moved into the room, staring at Black, who still had Cruikshanks lying protectively across his chest. Harry stood there, feeling suddenly empty. He hadn't done it. His nerve had failed him. Black was going to be handed back to the Dementors. Then Lupin spoke in an odd voice, a voice that shook with some suppressed emotion. "Where is he, Sirius?" Harry looked quickly at Lupin. He didn't understand what Lupin meant. Who was Lupin talking about? He turned to look at Black again. Black's face was quite expressionless. For a few seconds, he didn't move at all. Then, very slowly, he raised his empty hand and pointed straight at Ron. Mystified, Harry glanced around at Ron, who looked bewildered. "But then," Lupin muttered, staring at Black so intently it seemed he was trying to read his mind. "Why hasn't he shown himself before now? Unless," Lupin's eyes suddenly widened, as though he was seeing something beyond Black, something none of the rest could see. "Unless he was the one. Unless you switched without telling me." Very slowly, the sunken gaze, never leaving Lupin's face, Black nodded. "Professor," Harry interrupted loudly, "what's going on?" But he never finished the question, because what he saw made his voice die in his throat. Lupin was lowering his wand, gazing fixedly at Black. Professor walked to Black's side, seized his hand, pulled him to his feet so that Cruikshanks fell to the floor, and embraced Black like a brother. Harry felt as though the bottom had dropped out of his stomach. "I don't believe it," Hermione screamed. Lupin let go of Black and turned to her. She had raised herself off the floor and was pointing at Lupin wild-eyed. You, Hermione, you and him." Hermione calmed down. "I didn't tell anyone," Hermione shrieked. "I've been covering up for you." "Hermione, listen to me, please," Lupin shouted. "I can explain." Harry could feel himself shaking, not with fear, but with a fresh wave of fury. "I've trusted you," he shouted at Lupin, his voice wavering out of control. "And all the time, you've been his friend." "You're wrong," said Lupin. "I haven't been Sirius' friend, but I am now. Let me explain." "No," Hermione screamed. "Harry, don't trust him. He's been helping Black get into the castle. He wants you dead too. He's a werewolf." There was a ringing silence. Everyone's eyes were now on Lupin, who looked remarkably calm, though rather pale. "Not at all up to your usual standard, Hermione," he said. "Only one out of three, I'm afraid. I have not been helping Sirius get into the castle, and I certainly don't want Harry dead." An odd shiver passed over his face, "but I won't deny that I am a werewolf." Ron made a valiant effort to get up again, but fell back with a whimper of pain. Lupin made toward him, looking concerned, but Ron gasped. "Get away from me, Werewolf." Lupin stopped dead. Then, with an obvious effort, he turned to Hermione and said, "How long have you known?" "Ages," Hermione whispered, "since I did Professor Snape's essay." "He'll be delighted," said Lupin coolly. "He assigned that essay hoping someone would realize what my symptoms meant. Did you check the lunar chart and realize that I was always ill but before moon? Or did you realize that the Bogart changed into the moon when it saw me?" "Both," Hermione said quietly. Lupin forced a laugh. "You're the cleverest witch of your age I've ever met, Hermione." "I'm not," Hermione whispered. "If I'd been a bit cleverer, I'd have told everyone what you are." "But they already know," said Lupin. "At least the staff do." "Dumbledore hired you when he knew you were a werewolf?" Ron gasped. "Is he mad?" "Some of the staff thought so," said Lupin. "He had to work very hard to convince certain teachers that I'm trustworthy." "And he was wrong, Harry yelled. You've been helping him all the time." He was pointing at Black, who suddenly crossed to the four-poster bed and sank onto it, his face hidden in one shaking hand. Crookshanks leapt up beside him and stepped onto his lap, purring. Ron edged away from both of them, dragging his leg. "I have not been helping Sirius," said Lupin. "If you give me a chance, I'll explain. Look." He separated Harry's, Ron's, and Hermione's wands and threw each back to his owner. Harry caught his, stunned. "There," said Lupin, sticking his own wand back into his belt. "You're armed. You're not. Now, will you listen?" Harry didn't know what to think. Was it a trick? "If you haven't been helping him," he said, with a foolish glance at Black, "how did you know he was here?" "The map," said Lupin, "the Marauder's map. I was in my office examining it." "You know how to work it," Harry said suspiciously. "Of course I know how to work it," said Lupin, waving his hand impatiently. "I helped write it. I'm Mooney. That was my friend's nickname for me at school." "You wrote? The important thing is, I was watching it carefully this evening because I had an idea that you, Ron, and Hermione might try and sneak out of the castle to visit Hagrid before his hippogriff was executed. And I was right, wasn't I?" He had started to pace up and down, looking at them. Little patches of dust rose at his feet. "You might have been wearing your father's old cloak, Harry." "How did you know about the cloak?" "The number of times I saw James disappearing under it," said Lupin, waving an impatient hand again. "The point is, even if you're wearing an invisibility cloak, you still show up on the Marauder's map. I watched you cross the grounds and enter Hagrid's hut. 20 minutes later, you left Hagrid and set off back toward the castle. But you are now accompanied by somebody else." "What?" said Harry. "No, we won't." "I couldn't believe my eyes," said Lupin, still pacing, and ignoring Harry's interruption. "I thought the map must be malfunctioning. How could he be with you?" "No one was with us," said Harry. "And then I saw another dot moving fast toward you, labeled Sirius Black. I saw him collide with you. I watched as he pulled two of you into the Whomping Willow." "One of us?" Ron said angrily. "No, Ron," said Lupin. "Two of you." He had stopped his pacing, his eyes moving overwhelmed. "Do you think I could have a look at the rat?" he said evenly. "What?" said Ron. "What scabbards got to do with it?" "Everything," said Lupin. Could I see him, please? Ron hesitated, then put a hand inside his robe. Scabbers emerged, thrashing desperately. Ron had to seize his long, bald tail to stop him escaping. Crookshank stood up on Black's leg and made a soft, hissing noise. Looking more closer to Ron, he seemed to be holding his breath as he gazed intently at Scabbers. What? Ron said again, holding Scabbers close to him, looking scared. What's my rat got to do with anything? That's not a rat, croaked Sirius Black suddenly. What do you mean? Of course he's a rat. No, he's not, said Lupin quietly. He's a wizard. An animalist, said Black, by the name of Peter Pettigrew. This is Lorraine, bring it to you. Reading Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban by J.K. Rowling, Chapter 17. Cat, Rat, and Dog, Part 2, The Conclusion.